the message. We're concluding a series today called The Best Life, The Blessed Life. And you can check it out, online. Got so many outlets for the messages where they go. PastorGarySermons.com. You've got YouTube, all kinds of stuff. We also have all the video notes that you see on the screen. Those are available to you to study, Bible study. We have pastors that Roger's connected with that uses stuff that we have, that we come up with around the country. God's blessed our ministry. He's just blessed us. We're here to help. Amen? That's why we're here. So I want you to check it out. Check out this series if you didn't get a chance. The Best Life. The Blessed Life. Stepping into blessing. And so just from me to you with the Word of God trying to help us do that without the phoniness and the hokey pokey mess. Amen? This is not a series on wand waving and you're going to get better. This is a series on you have to take care of you if you want to have that best life and that blessed life. Now, God's there. He's with you. He wants to help you. But there's certain things that you can do to have a better life. And so today we're going to conclude this little series. Here we go, Raj. We're rolling now. If you're here today for the first time, we use this big screen right here. All the scriptures, everything's going to be right there. And you actually later can have this and do it on your computer or your telephone, whatever. Right there. Let's go with it. Today's message, the best relationships, say it with me, are blessed relationships. The best relationships are blessed relationships. Okay, we want to talk about that. How can I have the best relationships? Okay, how can I have relationships that are blessed of God, that are pleasing to Him, and that are happy? Amen? Isn't that what we won't say? Let's talk about it. What can I do? The word blessed means, and we've talked about it in this little series, God's divine favor. Well, what does that mean? God's hearty approval. Well, what does that mean? God's conferred happiness on my life. God's touch on my life. God wants me to be happy. God wants me to have a happy life. God wants me to have peace. His thoughts toward me are peace and not what? Evil. He wants to give me hope. That's what the scriptures teach. He gave His Son for me. My goodness, that's crazy, isn't it? Say, loved us so much, gave His Son for us. Gave us His holy word. Gives us a place like Fellowship Church where we can come and we can hear God's word. We can love on one another. We can have great relationships together. It's incredible. God has been so good to us. For me, God's blessing, or the word bless, it means God shine. That's Southern. That's just my talking. I want God shine on me. Amen? What's the next thing? God's stamp. I want His mark on me. Everywhere I go, I want people to say, no, he's not perfect, but I want him to see that man's something about him. He's got the mark of God on him some way. That's what I want in my life. And then it's God's smile. God, I want that smile of God when I live my life. He knows me better than I know me. But I want my look at God when I see Him and I think of Him. I want to see a God that's smiling down on me, not looking mean at me, going to hit me with a stick. You hear me? Yes or no? That's the life I want to live, that kind of life. I want that kind of favor and blessing on my life. So that's what we've been talking about. Now, I can't go back and redo the whole series. But I do want to catch a little bit of last week, because that's going to take us where we're going this week. Last week, if you want to have the best life, the blessed life, you've got to think a certain way. And this ain't Gary talking. This is Jesus Christ Himself gave a whole teaching in the Word of God on the Beatitudes. Remember? Blessed is the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are this. Blessed that. Blah, blah, blah. Right there, you know how we did all that? Say, can't do it all again. But four things I got from the Beatitudes to help us with our thinking. Jesus was saying, think like this. Pop them up. Number one, if you want to have the best life, you need to be humble. You need to be humble. What does that mean? Correctly view you. Correctly view yourself. Don't overestimate yourself, but don't underestimate yourself. Correctly estimate who you are. Be humble. That is the step, the first step in your thinking that's going to get you down the road for the best life. Be humble. Don't be full of yourself. Number two, last week, he said, blessed are they that mourn. Be remorseful. What does that mean? Correctly view sin as God views sin. Okay? if you don't do that, if you don't view sin in your life as the way God views sin in your life, you can get screwed up thinking you're happy doing something that you're really not happy at. You just think you're happy at it. God ain't happy with it. God doesn't have His stamp shine, smile on you, not His favor, not His approval. I'm going to tell you something. You're fooling yourself. You're deceived. So see sin and agree with God. Agree with God. If He says it's sin, agree with Him. Say it is. Help me with it. You see the difference, yes or no? And He likes that. He wants to help you have the best life. Third thing about thinking, be merciful. Be merciful. If you want to have the best life, then correctly view the mercy that God has given you and extend that what? Same mercy to who? Other people. Oh, it's fine. We like getting the mercy. And then we treat people like a dog. You know? Or they do something to us. And there's all kinds of stories in the Bible about doing this. People, He gave us examples, many examples. But I can't get into all that. But the point is, we need to be merciful. If you want to have the best life, the blessed life, be a person of mercy. Extend mercy to other people where you're not carrying that bitterness. I don't care what you say. If you're bitter at somebody, you're not having the best life that you can have. Okay? Hey, I'm not saying we're not going to be wise to when people hurt us and maybe not try to realign ourselves in that same position to get hurt like that again. We've got to take care of us. We're going to talk about the next 2 weeks, taking care of you. How do you do that? Okay? But mercy is God's way. Okay? To the best life. Last one last week, and this is where we're headed now. Don't go sleep on me. Be realistic. Be realistic. If you want the best life, the blessed life, you've got to correctly view the world and know there's going to be conflict in your world. But we're crazy sometimes. We live here on planet Earth, and when bad things happen, we get mad at God. Then we cut off the blessing. Here's the way we can have the best life is with God. But when other people screw us over, excuse me, we get mad at God, the one that can help us have the best life. Does that make any sense to anybody? Jesus said, you're going to have persecution. You're going to face trials. You're going to have tribulation in this world. He said, look, if they didn't like me, I'm Jesus. You ain't. Okay? You're going to have some problems. But here's the good news. If they listen to me, there's a good chance that some are going to listen to you too. Correctly view your world. You set yourself up as a sitting duck for a big fall. You're being picked on. That's why there's so many people with this victim attitude. And they're not living the blessed life, the best life. They are fooling themselves. You hear me today? Okay? So that's what we talked. Now let's carry it right there. Here we go. So He said there will be what? There will be what? There will be what? Okay. So we know there's going to be conflict. How many, just with a show of hands, you can say somewhere along your life, friend, brother, brother, sister, sister, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, you've had some sort of conflict in your life with some kind of relationship somewhere along the way? Okie dokie. Well, then it sounds like I got a good audience today. Okay, there's going to be conflict. How can I have the best relationships even though I live in a what? Fallen world. How can I have the best relationships? Let's go to God's Word today. And I put together something, a very simple something, that I personally use in my own life that will help you today. I guarantee this message. I guarantee money back guarantee right here today. You can come up and argue me till you're blue in the face after the service. I welcome it. Because I know if you listen today, you will leave here armed to have the best relationships you could ever have. It's going to happen right inside this room today. Y'all listen, say, amen. Let's go for it. Here we go. The best relationships are blessed relationships. Relationships take two. Parent-child, we're just flowing through here. Brother-sister, brother-brother, sister-sister, friend-friend. relationships take how many? Two. God wants to bless my relationships. He wants to do this. He wants to give me favor on my relationships. He wants to approve. When he looks at my relationships, he wants to go, wow, that's good. He wants happiness. He wants happiness for me, but he wants in my relationships, he wants to look down and go, I'm happy with you there. That's great, the way you're talking and greeting people and loving on people and being a true friend. God wants that. God wants the shine to be on my relationships. He wants His stamp of approval on my relationship. Are you hearing me today? This is God. God wants a smile down when He sees our relationships. That's God. That's what He wants for us. How can we have it? Relationships take two, but you can most effectively work on... Can we say that together? This is from me to you. Here we go. Say it out loud with me. Relationships take two, but you can most effectively work on... How many agree with that?
Well, that just fix him. If they just quit, damn, they crazy.
Listen, say it again with me. Relationships take two, but you can most effectively work on you. That's what we're going to do today. Okay? We're going to work on me. Okay? Let's see what we can learn today. If I'm going to have the best relationships, I must give it my what? Boy, you need to say that again. I must give it my, one more time, my. Are you all right? Son, are you surviving? How about you there, brother man? You all right? Don't forget what I told you earlier. Amen. Here we go. I'm sorry. Here we go. Ready? I got to give it my best. What can I do? What can I do to have the best relationships, Pastor? What can I do? I'm so glad you asked. Here we go. I'm going to hang it on that word best. Say best with me. How many thinks you can leave today remembering I said the word best? How many of you think you're bright enough to do that much anyway? Can we do that much? Say,
I don't know what the pastor talked about. Best!
That's it. Can you say that with me? Best! You remember what he said, honey?
Best!
Don't you want to have the best relationship? Say. It's not hard, guys, to remember what we're talking about today. I'm hanging it on that word best. B-E-S-T. It's not even a hard word to spell if you weren't that good in school. This is easy. Here we go. B-E-S. One more time. B-E-S-T. Guaranteed to work. Every relationship you have will be better if you work on you with what we're going to say right here. I promise on the authority of the Word of God. You hear me today? Flat out. Number one, B. B-E-S-T. Can we just deal with the B first? Here we go. Say that word with me. Bless. How can I have the best relationships? I need to bless others in my life. I need to bless others in my life. The word bless in your New Testament is a fancy Greek word, eulogia, which is based on two Greek words, you and logos. It means, you means well, E-U, well, and logos is word. So the word bless means to speak well. It means well words. It means good what? Words. I mean, you might be thinking this is going to be rocket science today in a sermon. It's not. The first thing you can do to have the best relationships is to speak good words. How many would agree with that? Say,
now I'm just going to talk ugly and all down and in your face. And, hey, we're going to be good together tonight.
You kidding me? Say, you hearing me? You know, oh, we talk down. It's crazy. We're nuts, man. You want to improve your relationships? Improve your language.
the way you talk to people. Our words should be well words. You hear me today? Okay, good words. So the first way to have God's favor in our relationship is to speak what? Say it with me. Good words. Now we're talking about people, talking to people, guys. The different relationships that we have in our life. Let's take it further. God calls it speaking up, not talking down. Did you hear me? When you speak to people, speak well words, speak up words, speak good words, not speaking down. Well, I don't understand why my relationships are all the way they are. You can play the victim, but you're the problem. You're listening today. Come on! I guarantee it! You start speaking up well words, you're going to see improvement. I'm not saying every single one of them is going to work out, you know, but I am going to say overall, you're going to go, wow, what a difference. Amen? Keep looking. The book of Peter, not rendering evil for evil, nor railing for railing, but contrarywise, what? Blessing. Knowing that you are therefore called, that you should inherit a blessing. If you want the best life, the blessed life, you're going to have to put into it. You're going to have to put into it, and you're going to have to start putting good words into it in your relationships. You've been called to do this. You've been empowered by God to do this. You can do this. Okay? For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his what? Tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. To refrain your mouth from saying things that are talking down or bad things to people, but rather choose to say good things. God says in his word, I will bless you if you do that. Amen. Say. And this ain't spooky, guys. This is just common sense, to be honest with you. Bitter and sweet blessing. Here's what James says. The tongue can no man tame. It's an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father. And therewith we do what? Curse who? Which are made in the image of God. Why are we doing that? Out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and what? My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place, sweet and bitter? No. But we do it. And we think that we can have great relationships when we're doing this. You cannot. You will not. You're going to continue to struggle the rest of your life with your relationships. Unless you come along and just surround yourself with people that you can berate and belittle and put down the rest of your life, and that's your world. And I hate to say it, there are so many people that that's happened to, that they settle and they put up with it. That's not who we are as children of God. Are y'all listening to me or not? Amen. So, the first part of best is what? Bless. Bless. Words speak. Our actions speak. Our attitude speaks. So whether it's word or deed or attitude, let it be up, not down. How'd we do on that one? How many thinks, hey, I believe that might help? Did we check that one off and say, I believe that might help? Amen. You see what I'm talking about today? This'll work, I'm telling you. So speak what? Up. It's real simple. Number two. E. What was B? Okay, all right, there we go. E, edify. Now I know that's a fancy word. The word means encourage. But I want to use that word edify. Or encourage. If you get a little, you know, I don't know what he said. Okay, encourage will work. All right? Edify is a term in the New Testament that refers to the what? Building up of others. If you want to have the best relationships, build up others around you. Do what? Build up who? Others in my life. Listen, that's what this word means. Keep looking. I need to build up my wife, not what? Tear her down. I need to build up my who? Not tear them down. I need to build up my who? Not what? Tear them down, guys. God calls it what? building up, not... Can we do that again? God calls it building up, not tearing down. By the way, the first one was what? The opposite of bless is curse. And when you choose to not speak good words and well words, you're actually placing a curse on your relationships. I'm not talking a spooky curse, guys. It's just common reality and sense. You do it, that's what's going to happen. Amen? Build up, edify. Number two, edify, build up. How do I build up? How do I do that, Pastor, in my relationships? How do I do it? It begins with you thinking right. Say that with me. It begins with you thinking right. If you want to build up in your relationships, you've got to think the right thoughts. Let me give you an example. Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, what? Think on these things. So often we don't build people up because we're not thinking the right thoughts. Soon as you see them, you want to fix their collar. Or, and that's not bad, I've had my collar fixed, I understand that. Listen. No, listen to me now. Do you understand what I'm saying? As soon as you see them, your hair's too long. Why don't you get a haircut? Oh, I love being around you. And then we make excuses. Well, that's what mamas are for. Now, I thought mamas were supposed to love last time I checked. Say. Come on, say. We do it in the church. Focus on the negative. Are you listening or not? And we wonder why I don't have any friends. Well, the Bible says a man that has friends must show himself what? Friendly. This is what we're doing with this, what we're talking about today. A friend builds up another friend. It was no trouble, and I'm not putting myself some great example, but it was no trouble for me to build Mickey up in front of you. You know why? Because it's the truth. And it's the way I think about you. That's not work for me. I'm not having to make something up and create somebody he's not. He's got plenty of good for me to think about that I can build him up. Do you hear me or not? Say. All right? Does he have warts and wrinkles? Sure he does. See, I just did it. Tore him down, didn't I? You see how we do that? Yes or no? Edify. Edify. Build up. Build up. Think right. That's the first step in edifying. You've got to think this way. It's okay if you're going to meet somebody to have a little time alone maybe. You know, if that relationship's got a little bit of a struggle to it, it's okay to get your head in gear, to get your focus right, because you know there can be a struggle. They might be the one that's putting you down or being negative, but that doesn't give you license to do it. That's hurting your relationship. The only one you can really work on is who? You. You see what we're talking about today. Keep looking. Think on good things. Second thing is encourage. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another as you do. We're to encourage. The word encourage means to pump courage into someone. Now, when you tear down, you're discouraging and you're taking courage from someone. Did you understand that? Say. Encourage is I'm pumping courage into someone. Discouragement, I'm taking courage from someone, and I don't understand why you don't love me, why don't you don't treat me good? Well, because you've killed me, basically, and I don't have any strength anymore, almost. And I want to jump off a bridge. You understand, yes or no? I know I'm animated, but it's okay. I want you to get the point, amen? Encourage, man. Then what? So we've seen think right and encourage. This is all inside of edify. Strengthen. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. That idea is strengthen. Our relationships, people ought to be pleased that we're part of their life. Amen? They ought to get some strength from us. It should have been a good day that we had together, a little chat that we had. Amen? Then seek peace. This is all edification. According to the Bible, let us therefore follow after the things which make for what? And things wherewith one may what? Edify. If you want to pick a fight, you can. If you want to find fault, you can. But if you want to find good, you probably can. If you want to encourage, you probably can. If you want to strengthen them, you probably can. If you want to do that, seek peace in your relationships, not a fight. You understand? Are we learning? How many believes these two things, bless and edify, will help your relationships? Can I see? Do you see what I'm saying? This is just good for us, guys. And here's the cool thing. This isn't just some psychology stuff, which some psychology is awesome. This is the Bible. This is from the Word of God. This is God's holy Word. He puts His stamp on it, His approval, His shine, His favor. He puts His Word above His own name. If you will do this, you will have the best relationships. God says, I stand by it. Amen? That's why when I ask the question, all the hands go up in the audience. It's a fact. Keep looking. So bless, edify means what? So bless, speak up, edify what? Number three, S. Hope you're okay. We still got a little bit to go here. You all right? Isn't it worth it? Super Bowl was last week. Come on. Sacrifice. Bless, edify, sacrifice. Sacrifice means giving up yourself for another person's good. Giving up you for somebody else's good. Giving up you for somebody else's good. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us. He sent His Son to be the propitiation or the sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love. If He gave Himself up for us, we should give up ourselves for the others in our life. Who we love. Who we care about. How hard is that to understand? It should be 1 plus 1 equals 2, right? Say. We love Him. Why? It's amazing when you sacrifice. Love has a way of coming back to you. Now don't go out, well, I sacrificed and you didn't do it. You know, I'm not saying every situation is going to work out rosy, guys. I'm saying if this is part of your overall who you are in relationships, you will absolutely be stepping into blessing and the best life. I promise you, this is the way you should live. Amen? It's not going to hurt you. It's going to help you. Ephesians, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in what? As Christ also hath loved us and hath given Himself for us as a what? And a what? To God for a sweet-smelling savor. He gave Himself for us. So He is our example. So how can I have the best relationship? Sacrifice. Give yourself. Give your time. You want to enhance your relationships? Give somebody time. Give them your time. Amen? We've said it for years. Love is spelled how? T-I-M-E. Time. I read a stat not long ago. The average father spends 15 seconds a day with his child. Are you kidding me? That's where we're at in our world. So many don't even have a daddy. Time. Give a listening what? That's hard for me and for others sometimes to shut up. But to just be quiet and let them talk. One thing that Jason, are you here, Jason? Jason. Jason and Krista, I'm looking for you. Where are you at? I'm looking for you. I'm blind. Can you scream or wave? Yay! There you are. One thing Jason says, he's told me many times, I'm the first person, and again, I'm not bragging on me. I'm just trying to show how it works. That actually gave him a chance to speak, to talk, to share what was on his heart. That's not easy for me. That's a sacrifice for me. You know why? Because I want to run my mouth. Can you be quiet and let me talk? Say, I'm that way. We're all sort of screwy in probably different ways. That happens to be mine. But if you can do that, there's probably a good chance that that relationship will get better and stronger. Amen? Say. Then finally, give a helping hand. Give a helping hand. Give a helping hand. Give a helping hand. So many of you serve the Lord here at Fellowship Church. You are there for people. Wow. You're sacrificing you for them. Amen? It's awesome. Sacrificing is sharing in another person's life. How about this one? Their activities, things they like to do. Well, I don't like to do that. Let's not do that. Well, you might not like it, but you can sacrifice and you might can go do something they like to do. Amen? Just don't ask me. No, I'm kidding. Come on. Another person's thoughts. Instead of telling them they're stupid or thinking they're stupid, why don't you let them go ahead and think out those thoughts with you and share those thoughts? And you don't have to buy into every thought they've ever had, and you don't have to be what you're thinking necessarily, but it's okay to let them think it, and it's safe. Their dreams. Back it up. Their dreams. Their dreams. To give them a chance to dream. It might not be your dream, but for them, it could be something they've wanted to do since they were a little child. And you can maybe enter into that dream with them for a while. Is it going to kill you, yes or no? No. Their goals. As men, we tend to like to be leaders, and we're going to lead. And think, I understand that. But you know, the woman in our life, she has goals too. Why don't you seek out what those goals might be that she has? And let her talk about them. Find out who she is. Let her come alive. You hearing me today? I'm just telling you, this stuff works. And it's backed with a stamp of God on it. Amen? God calls it giving up yourself, not being full of what? Amen. Come on. We're almost done. B was what? E was what? S was what? T, you're going to love this one. Touch. How can I have the best relationships and blessed relationships? Touch. A lot of us, we were not taught like that. We were not raised that way. We've been hurt. It's hard for us to touch. It's so difficult. If you want to have the best relationships and blessed relationships, hey, touching's a two-way street too. When you touch somebody, they're touching you. Amen. Say. Let's talk about that. What am I talking about? Did I just get all crazy on you? Here we go. God created us with hundreds of thousands of microscopic nerve endings in our skin designed to sense a loving touch. A tender touch tells us we're cared for. That we matter to somebody. It can calm our fears, just a touch. It can soothe our pain. It can bring comfort. It can help us feel secure emotionally. Touch. Our need for a caring touch is what? It's normal. Well, you just like to be touched. Yeah, I do. Because I'm normal. It's healthy. I'm sorry. It's healthy. Okay? I'm going to be honest with you. If you don't have touch in your life, and you're not healthy the way God has made you to be healthy. This is something you need to step into. You're stepping into blessing. You're stepping into the best relationship. The best one you can work on is who? You. Keep looking. Here's the cool thing. Touch. Say that with me. We what? You never outgrow it. You never outgrow it. How many you would go ahead and say with an uplifted hand, you know you're older now. Can I see your hand? How many would also say, I know I'm older now, but I still like to be touched? Can I see your hand? We just did a test. It was 100%. You never outgrow touching. And we're not just talking about intimate touching. We're talking about friends and sisters and brothers and brothers and sisters in Christ. Are y'all hearing me today? Touch. Seeing then we have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens. His name is who? Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. But in all points he was tempted, he was tested like you and me. Yet without sin, let us therefore come bold unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Jesus came to this planet, gave His life for us. He touched people while He was on this planet. We look back, we see in the Scriptures His touch. We can experience and embrace His touch today, and we can feel His touch today. We can boldly pray. We can have Him in our life. He wants to touch you. Do you hear me today? He wants to touch you. He wants to encourage you. And He has called us His what? Body. Did He call us His body? We are the body of who? So if... Wait a minute now. If He touched people while He was on earth, and He wants to touch people, but now He's at the right hand of God the Father, then and we're His body, it makes sense then that we should be doing what? Touching. That's who we are. We're Him here. Amen? To each other. The touch of Jesus can give us boldness in our life. And the touch on somebody else, it can do incredible things for them. It is crazy what a loving touch will do. In the Scriptures, we see Jesus touch people. You check it out sometime. He touched him. He touched her. He touched hands. He touched eyes. He touched ears. He even touched tongues. Yuck. He did. Keep looking. Jesus touched people, and people wanted to what? You read your Bible. They wanted to get to Him. They wanted to get close to Him. I'm telling you, we're on to something here in relationships. That touch. It's incredible. They pressed in to touch Him. They touched His clothes. They wanted Him to touch their who? Their children. I often have somebody bring a child up to me. And I don't know, it's just something about it. They, you know, want me to be with their kids. That's a good thing. I don't want to be scared of the preacher. Amen? I want to know that the pastor loves them. I'm here to care for them, care for their family, care for their souls. I want them to know that. Amen? But that's on me. I've got to be that way. I've got to put myself out to do that if I want that. Right? Touch. Jesus we're talking about. He rise from supper one night. He put down his garments that he had, and he took a towel and girded himself. And after that, he poured some water into a basin. He began to wash who? The disciples' stinking what? Feet. Nothing more smelly than fishermen's feet. I guarantee it. I'm telling you that right now. And to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Jesus touched. He even touched stinky feet. I'm just trying to get you to see a picture. Here's Jesus, the Son of God. Holy, spotless Lamb of God. He touched people. But we're like, no, don't touch me, or no, I don't want to be with you. Oh, but I'm a believer in Christ. I love Jesus. You are delusional. There's something going on. You and Jesus aren't jiving. You hear me? You got to get with the program. Y'all listening? Am I ugly to you? He called me delusional. He's not very nice. In the early church, they what? You think we'd have lying down the street? Salute one another with a holy kiss. See, that's the difference. Make sure the kiss is holy. Here we go. The churches of Christ salute you. Keep looking. All the brethren greet you. Greet you one another with a holy what? Is that in the Bible or am I making this up? Greet one another with a holy. Keep looking. Greet one another with a holy. It's like saying the same thing again. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's Bible. We're to reach out, touch, greet one another. And to do that, you've got to do what? Say these words with me. Can we do that again? We've got to what? Can we try it one more time? If I'm going to touch people, then I've got to what? That's what you got to do. This is if you want to have the best relationships. You can't get screwy with this last point, though. Okay? This ain't open season to go be just putting a big wet one on people everywhere. I'm expecting you to use your brain on this one. But trust me, if you do that, some are going to like it. I'm telling you. So it'll probably still help your relationship. There we go. Come on. Here we go. Touch. Casual, encouraging handshakes, hugs around a neck, greeting with a kiss are not only appropriate, but they're necessary, and they're part of what we need to have the best relationship. Okay? That's just part of it, guys. Amen? Are we done, Raj? The best life, the blessed life. B. Say it with me now. Here we go. Can we do it sort of loud? Do we have it down? Here we go. B. Bless, speak up. E, edify, build up. S, sacrifice, give up. T, touch, step up. Guaranteed, this will bless your life and your relationships. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Amen? We learn today. Come on, let's thank the Lord for His Word today. Good Word today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good for me.